Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. Boston with a record of 52-24, Milwaukee is 55-21 on the year. Over their last 10, Boston 7-3, lost their last game. Milwaukee over that span 7-3 as well, but have won 2 in a row. Here are the numbers. Boston averages 118 a game and surrenders 112, while Milwaukee scores 117.2 and surrenders 112.8. Turnovers, 12.7 per game by the Celtics, 13.8 by the Bucks. Milwaukee, 47.1% from the field. Boston, 47.5%. Celtics are 37.8% from long range, while the Bucks shoot 36.5% from deep. Free throw shooting, not a strength for Milwaukee, just 74.4%. Boston, one of the elite free throw shooting teams at 81.5%. And bench scoring, healthy but not spectacular for both squads. 32.2 points per game from Boston's bench, 34.2 from the second squad of Milwaukee. This will be the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. Milwaukee is at home. Chris Middleton, Myers Leonard, both listed as doubtful for what it's worth. Robert Williams III and Peyton Pritchard, questionable for Boston. These injury reports, you just never know with these guys. Anyway, as far as a prediction here, look, this could very well be an Eastern Conference Finals preview. In fact, it's probably likely to be one. And I would even say these are the two best teams in the NBA. I wish it could be the finals almost. But that said, you got to pick one versus the other. I'm going with Milwaukee. They're playing better right now, and I think they're primed for another championship run. I got them coming out of the East and actually winning the whole thing. So I'm going with Milwaukee against Boston here tonight in what should be a great game. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Boston and Milwaukee. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fearn with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. The lines are currently open and it favors the Milwaukee Bucks at home, sitting at 2.5 in the spread with the over-under of 236.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on offensive end, Milwaukee right now is in the top 10 when it comes to points per game, currently ranked number 8 overall, averaging 116.8. While Boston, on the other hand, is currently right now ranked 4th overall in the NBA, averaging 118. Now, on the defensive end, these are two top 10 teams when it comes to points allowed. The Celtics right now are currently ranked 6th overall, averaging and allowing 112 points, while Milwaukee right now is currently ranked 9th right now, averaging and allowing 112.4. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the under in this game. However, I would consider taking the over right now. You got a lot of superstars in this game with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Giannis, and you cannot forget about Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton as well. Now, if you look at it to the last 10 games in Milwaukee, the over actually has been favored 8-2, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. Now, I would definitely take the over on Jason Tatum, and the points right now is currently at 28.5. Now look, last time he played against the Milwaukee Bucks was against on Christmas Day, and he dropped 41 on them. So I would definitely lean and take the over and Tatum to step up on this one. Another play I'm liking to take the over on is Jaylen Brown in the points right now. Last 10 games, he's been averaging 27.8. It currently sits at 26.5, so I definitely lean and take the over on that. And I do like Giannis right now. Last time he played him was on February 14th against the Boston Celtics, and he dropped 36 on him. And right now, his is looking at 31.5, so I'd definitely lean and take the over on that one. Another player I would probably lean and take the over on is Drew Holiday in the points. It's currently right now sitting at 18.5. Now, I know this is going to be kind of tricky right now. He's kind of up and down really against him, and you don't know, Chris Middleton's kind of been stepping it up a little bit in these last few games on the point side, so it's kind of taken away from Holiday. But look, last time he played against the Boston Celtics, he did drop 40 on them. So I would probably lean and take the over on the points for Drew Holiday as well. Now, when it comes to the overall spread here, I do like Boston. The Bucks right now are coming off a back-to-back right now. And if you look at it right now, Boston has been 18-7-1 against the spread in their last 26 meetings in Milwaukee. So I would definitely lean towards Boston here in the spread. And I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.